Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaver.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Hey, 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 it's a big day in the neighborhood, Hobbo.
Yeah, happy Labor Day. A beautiful day for those that had a holiday. We're sitting here working.
We're slaving.
Like we always do.
Slaving for the water.
This is our 16th Labor Day on the air.
Why would you do it?
I don't know.
You call that working?
Oh, this is working.
This is heavy lifting, baby. But not like you, Dr. Robert Call, you know.
He just shows up. He shows up before kickoff and says, give me the ball. That's all
Bobby, he drops by the office once in a while. That's all he does at this stage.
Somebody's got to do it.
All right, obviously everybody's in a great mood. The Cavaliers won big on Saturday night despite an epic rainstorm and a little bit of lightning and thunder. Ooh.
2 hours and 18 minutes. I sat through it all. Fortunately, my son got me a pair of earbuds, so I put Seinfeld on my phone and watched a couple, three episodes of Seinfeld.
Nice.
So I had a chance to laugh a little bit while I was watching the rain come down.
Right, can you still practice in the rain?
No. Everybody is underneath the stadium.
Scary.
They chased everyone out of the stands and off the hill, and sadly, I don't think many of the students came back, did they?
Well, it's the lightning. I mean, if it was just raining, they would keep playing.
I think they went after the white lightning.
I'm not sure.
Well, I hope they would, but
yeah. All right, let's get down to business. We got a great show tonight. We're excited to be back in studio. This is show number 2 for season 16, but it's also show number 530.
Wow.
How about them apples, Hobbo?
That's a big number.
Woo! I don't think Hobbo can count that high.
All right. I can't.
Besides having Dr. Call with us in studio to talk about the glory years and also what happened on Saturday night, we got Dr. Boyd Rawls with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. And then later in the program, Paul Collins is breaking away from fun and games at his pool, where apparently he was having a pool party today.
Life is hard for Paul. There's no doubt about it.
Tough time. He doesn't go to Florida to go fishing. He's at his pool party.
You know, I may be the least successful UVA graduate ever.
not true. You are here. You are one of the most successful.
That's right.
If you could only have developed a
How about your list of names of people who helped you down at the Sports Football Fest or whatever it was called?
The AWOD Sports Festival, which Football Fest was great. A week and a half ago down there at River City Roll. They are not a sponsor, but they're a good friend because Rob Long is a Wahoo there. And we had some great volunteers. Dave Dickens, Julie Brown, Charles Gant, Laura Gant, Terry Klinger, and Terry Brown joined us. We had a lot of fun with them.
And Dave Dickens was the winner of two tickets. These, Bobby, were Frank's actual tickets, so you know they're prime seating.
They're sweet.
And I think he provided a parking pass as well, so that's quite a prize.
Actually, the parking pass, because I think Dickens had access to a pass. I gave my personal parking pass to Dr. Vince Dalton, a former sponsor partner from Ortho
Virginia.
Well,
that's great. And you gave him tickets to a game with a 2-hour and 18-minute rain delay. That's quite a win. You couldn't be responsible for the weather.
Pablo, thanks for throwing rain on the parade.
It was raining, that's for sure. It was raining.
That's Pablo for you. All right. Anyway, you want to thank the UVA Club of Richmond for manning the desk, if you will, or the table at the football festival over at River City Roll. And by the way, they had the best crowd gathered there of Wahoos, and they entered to win all kinds of prizes, including Dickens, who won the football tickets.
Well, that's true. You know, this is sort of like a presidential debate in that I gave Bobby the questions in advance.
Yes.
Like a potential candidate may have, but we won't go there right now.
You got to help Bobby when you
but,
can.
But somebody graded the team and positions the other day. The pass defense was given a grade of A. Bobby, is that great inflation, or did they deserve that A?
You know, overall, they did a good job. No long bombs, right? No long touchdown passes. The pressure on the quarterback was really not quite there.
That's a big problem.
Yeah.
They got one sack. James Jackson on a blitz in the first half came up the middle and hit Wickersham or whatever his name is. And there was two quarterback hurries, but you know what? That's not enough. I mean, Chico Bennett and Cam Butler and the others have got to get on their horse, and they've got to take off and go get them. Now,
I don't know. Did they do any blitzes the other night?
Very little.
Other night?
Very little, but that's not... You've got to generate pass rush
from the front four.
You do, you know, the good teams do that. And now, you know what? They didn't have to have a pass rush of any real extent to win that game Saturday night. They're going to need it in the games coming up, like Wake Forest and Maryland at home.
Absolutely.
They've got to have a pass rush against Maryland. Pressures will help against Wake this coming weekend in Winston-Salem. I think Virginia can beat them with good, sound defense and, you know, good, solid tackling. But, you know, let's face it, Maryland's got players, and you better go get that quarterback.
Well, U of R, they had a lot of short passes. So their percentage was about 54% completion, but the total yardage was pretty weak. So I think that says a lot. I think they just weren't tested, to tell you the truth, with the pass.
I don't think the Richmond offensive coordinator had a game that he will ever brag to anybody about. He wasn't on the same page with their new quarterback. They waited till the last minute to have the quarterback front on the field. I think that's a bad mistake. I think you've got to at least give that quarterback the entire week to prepare. And I've heard some people that are my Richmond friends, and, you know, I went to got my master's there, so I have some contacts. Well, they knew who the quarterback was. I said, go ahead and announce the quarterback. You know, give him the week. Give him the week to be proud and to be number one, and give his teammates on offense someone that they can look up to that week and get ready for a big game on the road.
Yeah, just the passing number, by the way, is 110 yards. So it was pretty modest for UR throwing the football. Speaking of throwing the football, I know you're a defensive guy, but what was your assessment of Calandria from the other night?
You know, he's quite good. He was on the money. You know, he ran really well. He threw it on the run, picked out his receivers. I mean, the receivers made some great grabs.
Well, Fields made a terrific catch.
Malachi Fields made one of the best catches you will ever see in a football game.
Yeah, he made the ESPN highlights of the weekend.
And that touchdown catch, I mean, that was kind of up for grabs, but our guy got it.
Harris,
from the Richmond guy.
Calandria threw for 300 yards.
297,
two TDs. He was 17 of 23. He was sacked twice, and I blame him for the sacks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one he bumped into his blocker.
Well, that was not his fault. The problem was he should have drifted away to the sideline when Furnish got backed into him, drifts somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you ever watch Brady in a game from his days as a Patriot quarterback, he and Dan Marino for the Dolphins, they would move their feet just incrementally and drift. And then they would, if they aren't there, throw it out of the end zone.
I'm going to cut the guy some slack. What did he start, 6 games last year or 7?
That's enough games.
Well, he's still young.
He's still young.
He made a mistake on that one sack where he got sacked for about 25 yards.
It cost him a touchdown.
Yeah.
You just can't do that.
Our red zone offense was, you know, as far as touchdowns go, wasn't that great. You know, we scored because we kicked the field goals.
It wasn't bad.
No, it was 2 for 5 for touchdowns.
Fields had 6 receptions. Cubby Pace almost had 100 yards. Now, I'm telling you what, I would have told the offensive line, you guys don't get a rest. No subs going in until Kobe gets 100 yards. I agree.
That guy's got some talent.
If Tony Elliott believes in a rushing attack, then go challenge your line and tell those guys, we need 7 more yards so we can take him out and we can start putting subs in the game.
He was averaging 8.5 yards per carry.
And what about Chris Tyree? He's really talented, but he can't catch.
That's not true. Okay, there's always one smart aleck in every crowd.
Was he nervous? What was the problem there?
He was in a boot the entire summer there, genius.
How does that impact your ability to catch the ball?
You can't practice.
Well, you can stand there and play catch.
How about you didn't even practice in basketball, so what do you know? Come on.
Practice. Who wants to practice? You know.
I would say this. Trell Harris is the big surprise. He caught a nice ball near the sideline on the third offensive play of the game and took it to the house. First time in program history that the first pass attempt led to a touchdown. So the first time in 135 years. So Calandry is in the record books, and for all those people making fun of his little Twitter account comments of what his goals are, guess what? He's already got a UV.
And Bobby, record. I was sitting next to Frank, so you could extend your sympathies. But Frank actually made a couple of good points where Calandria, on that first run, he scampered out of bounds, so he avoided some hits. So that's a bright move.
And then the next play, he threw the pass to Trell Harris that scored. So here's the interesting thing to me. Can Calandria take the next step forward? And all I kept thinking about in the game is, you know, the Cavs won fairly comfortably, 34-13. The game was in hand really from about, 7 or 8 minutes into the game. So, to me, can he look at the film now, or the iPad or whatever they put in his hand? Can he get with his position coach, Taylor Lamb? Can he huddle with his pass receivers, and can he take another step forward? Because the win on Saturday was a big deal. A win on the road at Wake would be a bigger deal.
There's a game at Wake is a pivotal game early.
Yeah,
are we good enough defensively to have the kind of season we would like to have?
Well, that's a good question. You know, Wake's running game was a little bit subpar, so the question is, can we stop them? And can we get a pass rush? You know, and we got that defensive backfield, Jonas Sanker. You know, he had 8 tackles, and last year he was, first in the ACC in 73 solo tackles last year, 107 total. You know, he's good. He had 11 pass deflections last year, number 3 in the ACC.
But you were saying you don't want your secondary guys to be your leading tacklers.
Well, we're going to have to play pass defense, that's for sure. I think it comes back to playing good team defense, right? You got to have your players up front rushing the passer. And they did a good job stopping the run up front. Lots of tackles.
Did you see any missed assignments or anything like that from the other night?
Let's see. On the defense, the quarterback got outside the containment due to one of our defensive ends rushing inside. So that was the one time I saw that. But
that's not
fundamentally
too bad.
Fundamentally, they were okay. The question is, how are they going to be against better talent? Can they step it up?
Yeah, when you go to the FBS, all of a sudden they get bigger, faster, and quicker.
Absolutely. And, you know, our guys are decent size up front on defense. You know, we got the 300-pounder, we got 260, you know, we got 6'5 in there. So I think we've got some players. The question is, you know, can they act as a team? Can they stop the run? And can they defend the pass,
obviously? I'm concerned about the defensive line depth. I'm concerned about backup linebackers. I'm not that concerned about the DBs. I thought they moved.
No, there are a lot of DBs back there.
I thought they moved beautifully. And the fact that Antonio Clary is back, that's number zero, and he's back there with his old running mate, and it's Jonas Sanker, is how they pronounce it. Those two guys work in harmony together. We want them to both stay healthy. They can direct the cornerbacks on the perimeter. They're smart guys. It's going to be interesting to see if those guys can continue to play at that level against Wake, and I expect that they will. Can the linebackers also swarm and get to their men? But I'm concerned about particularly the interior line. I think the edge guys have got to show me they can get some pass rush going. The interior guys, Jameer Carter, and who is it, Bryce Carter, and who's the other guy?
We got it here. Is it
Jason Hammond?
Hammond, yeah.
Yeah, those guys, along with Britton and Diata, have got to find a way to neutralize Wake in the middle of the field. Wake has that delayed handoff where the quarterback will stand there right after the snap, and he forces everyone on the defense to stay at home by doing that. So you have to read run, run, run until he isn't running. And then if he drops back, everyone has to get to their man in a hurry.
Yeah, Wake had a bad year last year. They only won 4 games, 1-7 in the league, but they're coming off 8 consecutive bowl appearances prior to last year.
Clawson,
and we know Clawson's a good coach.
He's a terrific coach.
Yep.
We have about a minute to go here before we get to break. We're going to have Dr. Boyd Rawls joining us from Ortho, Virginia in just a few moments.
Well, special teams was kind of good and bad. Sparks had some great kicks.
I thought the punter and the kicker were outstanding.
They were, but the blocking, that was kind of...
I'm worried about that.
Yeah.
All right, we got about 20 seconds here.
And Sparks on the kickoffs did a good job, too. He got it in the end zone consistently.
He did fine. All right, we're going to... Yeah, he was doing the kickoffs. We're going to come back in a little while with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report, and then later in the show, we're going to really analyze and break down the Wake game. So stay with us. This is Who's Talking.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Air professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Who's Talking? As I said, season 16, show number 2, Frank and Hobbo in studio with our friend Bobby Call. And speaking of friends, we now have the Ortho Virginia Injury Report with Dr. Boyd Rawls. And also, don't forget, we got former offensive lineman Paul Collins in the next half hour. But right now, we got Boyd on the line. Boyd, thanks for calling in on a holiday like this.
Appreciate y'all having me back.
Boyd, I'm sorry we had to pull you away from the wife and the children, but...
he's got the burgers on the grill out there.
I know. Listen, he's got the long neck, Long Island iced tea. He's having a big time.
Well, he's probably got, you know, long being Island a good doctor, he's got the filet on the grill out there, you know.
Well, that's true. can't underestimate him. All right, so I'm looking for the fella's name right here. Here it is. Drake Metcalf. He was an offensive lineman that UVA picked up in the portal. And to my knowledge, he hurt his Achilles tendon and is going to miss the season. What do you know about Achilles tendons and what's the treatment and what is the expectation and is he ever going to be able to play?
Yeah, you know, that's a pretty big deal. I mean, assuming he has, or if he's got, you know, an Achilles tear. You know, some of those things you can manage, you know, with just kind of letting them heal and manage non-operatively and, you know, sort of a protocol for casting and bracing, that kind of thing. But most of them end up needing to be surgically fixed. And it's a pretty long recovery, you know. So yeah, I mean, I'd say at least it's not exactly what I do, but, you know, at least a couple of months. And then, yeah, I think that if that's the case to estimate, you know, missing the season, I'd say for sure. You know, of course, these guys play at such a high level. They tend to be very motivated patients in terms of recovery and therapy and everything. So,
and plus, they're young. That helps, too, in the recovery process.
Exactly.
Hey Boyd, Xavier Brown, running back, he did play the other night. He had a shoulder injury. I was just curious, do you know, obviously players play with shoulder pads, but is there any other device or taping that can help that type of injury from recurring? You know, a running back is going to take some hits.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there are some inserts that they can get to go underneath the pads, if I'm not mistaken, to kind of protect the, you know, AC joints and things like that. It really depends kind of on what the problem is. I know that the UVA guys, you know, where I trained up there, are very keyed into these things. They have an excellent sports department. They, you know, most of these guys, if there's any concern, get an MRI kind of out of the gates and, you know, kind of have a quick sort of diagnosis and, you know, either, hey, you know, kind of banged up, we can get you back in, or, you know, something more serious.
You know, we know that you are a hand-wrist specialist. What are you seeing in your practice relative to the high school ball players these days?
I see a lot of finger injuries, you know, finger dislocations, finger fractures, you know, things like that. The occasional the occasional wrist as well. But, you know, a lot of those can heal pretty quickly and not necessarily kind of end up missing the majority of the season. But, yeah, a lot of finger stuff and kind of the high school guys these days.
They get their fingers jammed, right?
Yeah, they get their fingers jammed very frequently.
I mean, that was the thing I always worried about. The one thing you did not want to do, and Bobby was a back in high school prior to his days at Virginia as the DB, but I always tried to protect my hands because if you ever saw somebody else that had a hand injury, you know, they're almost useless. I mean, you can't catch the ball the same way. You can't run.
But you tape it up. Tape that finger up to another finger, and then you go for it. That's right.
That's what linemen do. Running backs and DBs. Yeah.
No, you've got to. And I tore my Achilles last year. It's a bad injury.
There we go.
It puts you down for a long time.
Boy, we want to thank you in Ortho Virginia for all the TLC and all the support and your timely contributions. And we never want to see a hand wrist injury for the Virginia teams.
But if we do, we got the right man to call.
We know exactly who to bring on the air. Hey. Thank you very much, and you take care of yourself, all right?
Y'all too. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right, we got a break coming up here, and we're going to talk about the O-line and the Wake game that's ahead. Paul Collins, former offensive tackle who played with Sean Moore and Terry Kirby, he knows a little thing about offensive line play.
He graduated in 1990.
Yes, and you know what? He knew what he was doing. I wish air linemen, particularly air tackles, moved as well as he did back in his day. His lateral movement to cut off a speed rusher was remarkable. Sean Moore never had to worry about the right side of the field with Paul out there. But all right, we're going to go to break now. We want to thank Boyd Rawls. What a great guy to join with us on Labor Day. Stay with us.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Who's talking?
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, Who's Talking is back. This is segment number three, and we've got our good friend and sponsor partner, former UVA offensive lineman Paul Collins, joining us. Paul, how are you doing, big guy?
You know what? It's a pretty good weekend, boys. The only time you're going to find a Hokie before Who this week is in the dictionary.
Yeah, I said going into the season, you know, the way you spin it politically was Virginia was undefeated and the Hokies are winless, and that's still the case.
Well, you know, there are so many people in the Southwest, particularly Southwest Virginia media, were anointing this as a a championship game caliber team in the Hokies.
Yeah, they had the Hokies in the playoff already.
Yeah, they were practically talking playoff. And I
and
said,
they may still make it. Who knows?
No, listen, I said
they're not making it. Trust me, they're not making it.
They're not making it. I said Vanderbilt, come on, the worst.
Yeah, listen. Unfortunately, it's not a good look for the ACC, but
yes.
Throwing that aside, I'm still glad the Commodores decided to show out.
You know, the strange thing is VPI is going to have a better team this year than last year, but let's face it, last year's team was 500. It wasn't like they were, you know, NFL ready.
And got off to a bad start, but enough about the Hokies. Paul, I asked Bobby this early about the pass defense. I've seen this grading of segments of the team. Somebody gave the offensive line a B+. Is that about right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, listen, they've got some areas for improvement, but let's face it, when was the last time we beat somebody like we should beat them, and the last time we had a non-scary win?
Yeah.
So I see progress all across the field, which is encouraging, right? It's a small sample size against an inferior opponent. But let's face it, the inferior opponent has beaten us in the past, and we've had to scramble to beat inferior opponents, quite honestly, pre-Tony and with Tony. So, I'm encouraged. They should beat that team. They were bigger. They were faster. They were stronger. Offensive line made Calandria look good with arguably our best O-lineman not playing, by the way. I'm encouraged. I mean, that's you're supposed to beat teams like that, and we haven't done that certainly under Tony. So I'm cautiously optimistic. You know, again, obviously the next 2 weeks is going to be a much better sample for us.
Well, you know, I thought the O-line, with the exception of Furnish getting backed up all the way to the quarterback and knocking us on first down and goal, knocking us with that sack that he ran backwards is somebody grab him by the helmet and say, young man, never run backwards. Just fall down. You know, 5-yard loss is no big deal.
Yeah, there's a couple of things, you know, he still needs to work on, right? I think I think he thinks he's faster than he may be.
Yep. Yep.
and that other sack where he ran, I don't know, was it 29-yard sack or something like that?
Yeah.
Where I think he thought he could outrun the, you know. But listen, for the rest of the game, I mean, let's face it, there weren't many boneheaded plays that, you know, you saw all of the potential upside in his sampling last year, but you always saw the old crap moment. And other than that, you know, where he tried to scramble out of a, you know, bad play, the kid played pretty smooth, man. I mean, he clearly showed why he's QB1.
He threw a lot of nice balls on time.
Yep.
And so they got off to such a nice start, it totally disarmed the Spiders. And, you know, let's face it, the Spiders were struggling to figure out which quarterback was going to start. And, you know, that handicaps, an FCS team when they go on the road against an FBS team.
How about the running game, Paul?
We've struggled against that team.
Paul, running game. We gained 230 yards, lost 30 on that Calandria sack. But overall, what do you think?
So I liked it. I liked the banging of Kobe, Kobe on the interior to exterior, but I really like the changeup that Xavier Brown brought. I still think you got to get him more involved. He's got more wiggle, more juice, but I like that kind of that 1-2 punch. And let's face it, I mean, Greasy in the mix was a nice, you know, he's a big fast kid.
He caught that ball in the perimeter. He took off down the sideline like a bat out of hell.
Yeah, and ran he did. The defender.
He made them
DB,
dive
he had
at his
DB
feet
with an angle that he
hey,
got,
you're like a guy that knows where pay dirt is, baby.
All right.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say I'm a little worried about Tyree because he was in a boot all summer, and his rustiness showed during the game when they put him in, and let's get him well. And I wouldn't put him on the field until he was 100%. You mentioned a player, one of the linemen missed the game. Which player was that?
Bowling. With the left tackle, he didn't play.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't hear anybody making comment of that at halftime. Now, I could have missed it because, you know, the line, when they're wearing those orange jerseys, I have
hard to pick up the numbers.
I have
the white,
a devil of a time reading those white digits on there. It's just
now, why he was listed
wrong,
on the depth
I don't
chart.
Think he
means
played.
Nothing. Depth chart means nothing.
So even if he's injured, they still put him on there.
That's correct. Yeah. They always have done that.
Yeah, he could have been an emergency player, right? Maybe if the left tackle goes down. But I do not think he played, and he is arguably our best lineman. So
well, I did see again. I did see that Ethan Sipe, who was a grad transfer, he did play in the game. Looking at the participation, I also saw that Sage Ennis, the transfer tight end from Clemson, he did play. He was the first Virginia player into the game off the bench. I see Ben Smiley played, and he was dinged up during summer ball. Miles Green played some coming off the bench. They need him to be a player. Diata played. He's a backup defensive lineman. Andre Green, the young man from St. Christopher's, the wide receiver, played. Although I don't remember him. Did he catch any balls, Hobo? We're doing some research here.
Sackett Wood caught one up the middle.
Yeah,
he ran over a couple guys. He looked good.
And then he missed Sackett for the touchdown there that the ball got tipped. I mean, that would have been
he was wide
walking
open
TD for him.
Yep.
Sackett had a catch. Who else were you asking about?
I was asking about
Calandria spread the ball around. I think, seven, eight, maybe nine guys, caught balls. So I think, he could get a good job spreading the ball around.
Yeah, Fields five, Pace two, Harris two.
Green, 20. I asked you about Andre Green.
Andre Green, there's a no, I don't see him. So I don't think he
caught anything. I don't think they targeted him. I don't even remember him being targeted.
No, he's not even listed as a target.
But they got to get him involved. He is going to be a player at Virginia. I want us to make sure that we get this one right. He's from the Richmond area. He had a terrific high school career at Virginia. And I want to rub it in the Tar Heels' face when Carolina comes to Charlottesville this year, right? They would.
They
would run five plays in a row until he did something.
Yeah, I agree.
Tell me I'm wrong.
But no, listen, I think the play calling was good. I think, again, in my memory, certainly under Tony, we've had some wins, not many, but we've never had what I call a safe win, right? That you're confident going into the third and fourth quarter that you've got this game won. And then let's face it, too, we were all the rain delay, right? We were all going, oh, my God, JMU all over again. Everybody, every fan there was, every media guy's going,
you know what?
Oh, Lord. How are they going to come out of the half? How are they going to come out of that locker room?
To tell you the truth, I didn't feel that way at all. In fact, I felt the opposite. This team is different.
Well, the difference was Elliot said he fed the team this time.
Yeah, maybe these guys just are big eaters.
They were too hungry against JMU and tired and weak.
Hey, Paul, let's get down to brass tacks. Let's break down this going on the road down to Winston-Salem and playing Wake Forest, who use their backup quarterback to get out of trouble in that game this past weekend.
Oh, against North Carolina A&T?
Yeah, the starting quarterback was not effective, and so they pulled him, and they played the backup quarterback.
Well, that's good. I like quarterback controversies for the opposition.
I'll be brutally honest. You think we're going to go to a bowl this year, win six or seven games and go to a bowl, it's a must-win, period.
Got to have this one.
Yeah, it's pivotal. There's no doubt about it.
Bobby says he has some eligibility. Paul, do you have any eligibility?
I don't know. I look at these kids now, and as big and strong and as fast as they are, I'm pretty good just talking about them.
All right, so let's talk about this game. We know Wake Forest loves to do that read option at the line of scrimmage by the quarterback. And if he gets the line surge, particularly between the guards and center, he will hand it off, and they'll go take their 3 or 4 yards or more. If they don't have that, he pulls it out and drops back and looks down the field. Is Virginia ready this year for that scheme, and can they put pressure on the quarterback? And will Chico Bennett and Cam Butler please come to life?
Well, so listen, Richmond, there was no blitz packages, none, hardly.
Yep.
So, and that was by design. You're not going to show your blitz packages against Richmond when you think you can physically beat them. So I don't think you got a clean sample on the defense as far as what they are going to do, pressure, no pressure. I mean, they rushed four guys the whole game. So it is, you know, when you've got five, and then Richmond always kept a back and a tight end, so you got seven, really, you know, five, six going against, you know, four hats. So, I think it's I got to believe that they're going to be a blitz packages coming into this game. I'm pretty sure Tony and that staff knows they think it's a must-win game. So I think you're going to see a much different look defense. I think the offense is going to look very similar. I think the defense is going to look different. And, based on, Wake's, I love that coach. I love that guy, Clawson. But it sure seems like, for whatever reason, and probably NIL related to a degree, but, their trajectory is not where they have been. So you got to beat these guys. And I do think you're going to see a more aggressive defense. I do think our secondary, you've got some dudes in the secondary now. So I think you're going to see guys closer to the line of scrimmage, and you're going to see five blitz more. You're going to, you'll think you're going to see some more twists and stunts, and I think you're going to see a much more active defense where they only wanted to do plain Jane vanilla last week.
I do think Virginia's secondary is ready for Wake. You have to think that Jackson and Robinson, the linebackers, are ready for this game coming up. I'm concerned about the D-line being ready to meet those monsters. Wake always has these 300-pound linemen who are like fifth and sixth year, and they've been there forever. And so that's the thing that worries me.
Again, we played so straight plain Jane vanilla defense.
Yes.
Again, by design last week. It's a legitimate question, Frank, but I think you're going to see more twists, more stunts, a much more aggressive defensive front and linebackers closer to the line of scrimmage, that it's going to look and feel a lot different than last week. So, listen, it is a legit – Wake's always got some good road graders, but I'm just going to chalk it up to plain Jane vanilla last week, and you're going to see a more aggressive, more stunts and more blitz packages, and they're going to be up for the challenge. I do know this. I do know that they're already past the win. It was great to have a win. They felt like they should win. Again, talk about maturity in the program. Hey, guys, don't get too crazy about this dub and posting stuff on the internet that you're world beaters. You beat Richmond. You beat them like you should beat them. Next week matters.
The Richmond game is a game clearly they had to win, and it was good that it was not nervous, as you say.
Correct. So that's progress, maturity, Tony, getting, more players. So I think this week it's a big deal this week. It's a huge game.
Let me jump in here and just say that the UVA at Wake Forest game is on ESPN2, the Deuce. 7 o'clock p.m. this Saturday night. Big game for the Cavs, and will go a long way towards the season being eligible.
Season's not over if we lose, but this W would really help.
Got to win five.
All right, we got to get out, Hobbo. All right, stay with us. Olympic Sports Report next.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
With the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. Right.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs.
Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our seven offices in Richmond or walk into one of our three ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Cure, one of or other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Hey, hey, we're back. Who's Talking? Final segment tonight here on Labor Day weekend, and it's been a fun show. Bobby Call, Paul Collins, Dr. Boyd Rawls. And now we've got the Olympic Sports Report brought to you by the Happy Hour every hour at your four RVA Fridays. That's TGI Fridays. In here, it's always Friday.
Absolutely. Olympic news from last week. Men's soccer, they won. Women's soccer, they won. And interestingly, I was going to mention this. They play at VCU on Thursday, September the 5th at 7 p.m., so if there's women's soccer fans here in town, including my granddaughters, they might want to go to the game. Volleyball won three games last week. Field hockey won their first game of the year on the road, and the cross-country teams, both men and women, won the Spider Open alumni function with 14 teams. Virginia finished first among the 14 teams in both men and women. Let's take a look at the
field hockey is ranked third, aren't
they? Yeah, they're doing extraordinarily well early. It's early, but ACC football, you know, the league's got a lot of teams anymore. I got eight games I want to go down through with you gentlemen. Give me the winners of these early ones. The game tonight, BC at FSU, 7:30 on ESPN.
FSU.
I think Free Shoes U bounces back with a vengeance.
How about BYU at SMU, the Ponies?
Ooh. If SMU wins this game in Dallas next Saturday, and it's on ESPN2 at 7 p.m., excuse me, on Friday. Game's on Friday. If SMU wins that game, they're 3-0, and everybody should look out.
They have a lot of money down at SMU.
I haven't seen Brigham Young this year, so I don't know what
Yeah, we don't know exactly. The Dukies go to Northwestern in the Academic Bowl.
That's also Friday night. I see Duke finding a way. It's the new head coach there. So
Alvarez, is that his name? No, Manny.
Diaz.
Diaz. That's
yes. I think Duke finds a way to win the game.
It's a toss-up.
It's a toss-up, but I do think they find a way.
All right, Georgia Tech off to a good start, plays at Syracuse in the Dome.
That's on the ACC network at high noon on Saturday.
Give it to Georgia Tech.
They're I think Georgia roll. Tech's on a roll, and they're playing for something right now. They're 2-0 now going into the game. There's a lot of confidence with Georgia Tech. And every game that team wins now, their quarterback gains more and more prestige, and he's a player.
Yeah, they're pretty good. California, it's hard to imagine they're an ACC team, but they are. They have to go to Auburn, so big game for the Cal Bears.
I think this game is going to be close.
Yeah, I don't think Auburn's got this a is ton
not,
of
This is not talent. Some great team. Yeah. Auburn will have players. They'll have good players in the trenches. They'll have good skill players. Do they have chemistry? When they find chemistry, Auburn wins a lot of games. It's so early, hard to say.
At Auburn?
Yeah, it is. Looks like it's a road game for California.
Cal has to come
That's
all the way.
That's a long haul.
That's a long haul.
All right, we talked a little bit about the Hokies. I think they bounced back against the Thundering Herd.
I don't think this game is a toss. This game's a toss-up.
Marshall, is that right?
Marshall gives them fits, historically.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I would think the Hokies would wake up after last week playing at home, but we'll see. We'll pass on Virginia for a moment. Maybe the game of the weekend, NC State versus Tennessee in Charlotte. Big game for the Wolfies.
Wolfpack is also playing for something. They've had a lot of nine-win seasons. And
Tennessee's been tough, though.
I think this is like a backyard game for NC State. Charlotte?
That's a big opportunity for them.
It's going to have a lot of red t-shirts and
it's virtually
shirts.
A home game. Although Tennessee, I'm sure, travels.
They do, but they're going right into the backyard for the Wolfpack. I'm going to say Wolfpack wins by a field goal.
Wow.
I'm going Tennessee.
All right, we got a split verdict on that one. And the game of the week, from our perspective, Virginia at Wake Forest. Mm. What do you think, gentlemen?
Both teams are 1-0.
Yeah, 24-21, UVA wins.
I think Virginia finds a way. I got a feeling that they will find a way to win this game. And I'm going to say 23-20.
I'll take it. I'll take a W because I think this any kind of win is really going to help with the confidence of this team. And as we said, the front end of the schedule is where Virginia really needs to make hay.
I think Cam Robinson's going to come out slamming.
Hey, before we leave, next week's show, Kevin Miller from the VAF will join us. The quarterback, Mark Verica. And Dr. O.
We might have Dr. O in studio.
Well, that would be great.
That's Dr. Kwadwo Owusu-Achau. I like the fact that Kevin Miller wanted to come on the show this year. He was begging for an early slot, and we gave it to him. So
and he's, in his second year at
VAF?
This
is his second year as the head of the VAF. And it'll be interesting to hear his thoughts on what he's learned about Virginia alumni and the top fans. And Mark Verica always provides excellent oversight and will give us some thoughts on Anthony Calandria, the quarterback.
And Kevin can compare with Georgia.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of money being raised anymore between VAF, Capital Projects, NIL. They're asking for a lot of money from people like Bobby Call.
Oh. All right. We want to take
Make
a moment
sure you
here.
Give. Make sure you give.
I want to take a moment and thank Bobby for joining us in studio. Also,
my pleasure.
We want to thank Bobby for stepping up this year as a major sponsor. It has really helped us deal with a lot of issues. And Dr. Boyd Rawls, North of Virginia, was fantastic earlier tonight. Paul has been a sponsor for a couple of years now, and he's been an excellent contributor. So
and a number of our sponsors have been with us since day one. So we're grateful to everybody, but especially the long-termers.
It's hard to get through this week without UVA football during the week.
So hopefully next Monday at 6 o'clock we'll be talking about another win over Wake and looking forward to the Turtles coming to town, the Maryland Terrapins.
Come join the fun.
Absolutely. Hopefully we'll have a big crowd at Scott Stadium in a couple of weeks. But thanks for listening.
Woohoo!
We really appreciate your support.
All right, next week, Kevin Miller, Mark Verica, and Dr. O. Who's Talking Tonight was brought to you by some great sponsors. Please support our sponsors. Go Hoos.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio, this is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. WRNL Richmond and WRVQ HD2 Richmond. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.